call the inside parts of the hog that you eat?
The inside would be the, well, you'd eat the chitin. Lots of people eat the lights, liver, heart. Mm-hmm. That would be all. Now, the little guts is eat in a way, mm-hmm. but they're not out what you call a certain kind of a way. Now, this way a little gut and a hog have eat. When you kill a hog, you grind up sausage and make sausage out of it. You mm-hmm. heard of that, I know. Mm-hmm. All right, you have a meal, you put them little guts on a, keep pushing them back on a, look like it's a piece of tin, mm-hmm. which would be about that long, it'd be round. Mm-hmm. And you take that little gut and push it back on there, and you got this thing back here, be about that big, and you have a lever on it. Mm-hmm. All right, you push down, pull down on the lever, and that squeeze them things through that same as a funnel, and you tie this in, and the gut be going on out. Mm-hmm. All right, when you get that gut full, that little gut now, these little guts, all right, you tie it here, you hang them up and smoke them. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the way the old people used to kill the sausage, smoke it. Then when they smoke it, you could put them in, well, they had no refrigerator or nothing, they put them in shucks mm-hmm. and put them in a box, airtight box.
Corn shucks they put them in?
Sausage, hog sausage. That's where they kept them.
They put them in shucks?
In shucks. Just put them down. You see, you stuffed it in his gut, and you have a box and put a layer of shucks down there.
Corn shucks.
Corn shucks. Then mm-hmm. you put your sausage down on that, and then cover it all with corn shucks down under there. Mm-hmm. Now, that's where people had, you know, olden way, no ice boxes, no refrigerator. Nothing like that was known. I know when, myself, you couldn't get 100 pound of ice on it, ordering it from Natchez, and it come on the train in a grass sack, mm-hmm. and they dump it off over there to Stonington. You pay for it when you order it. See, you put your money in there and pay for it. Well, they'll dump it all in a grass sack. All you had to do to go there and get your ice, see your name on it, and get your ice. Uh-huh. Well, that's the way we had to get ice. Now, we can get ice anywhere we want, refrigerator, deep freeze, anywhere.
Yeah. If dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you'd tell them, go ahead and...
And come to dinner.
Or they're standing...
Go ahead on. Or go to eating. Go
or
to,
they're standing up around the table. Uh-huh. You tell them to...
Well, you could say, I could say it like this. Y'all said a blessing and go to eating.
Or they're standing. You tell uh-huh. them to...
Sit down. Uh-huh. I tell them, be seated. Y'all okay. sit down and have some dinner.
So then he went ahead and what down?
Sit down and start to eat.
Okay. And you say no one else was standing because they had all...
Or done sit down.
And if you want someone not to wait until something's passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead and
help yourself.
Okay. So he went ahead and...
Dished his own food.
He went ahead and what himself?
Started eating. And he helped his plate. Put
okay. And then I asked him to pass some over to me since he had already...
As he done already got his, he passed them over to you.
Since he had already what himself?
He served himself.
Or he had already...
Passed it, let's see.
You tell him to help himself.
Help himself, right. And he have done helped himself, then uh-huh. he passed it to you.
Uh-huh. Someone offers you some food you don't want, you'd say, no, thank
no,
you.
No, thanks.
I don't.
Care for that.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say that it's been...
Stale.
Or it's been...
Cooked over too long, uh-huh. you know.
Would you ever say warmed up or head over?
Yeah, well, cooked too long, sometime you could heat up. Uh-huh. Now, just like sometime you cook something and... For a different meal, you go heat it up. It ain't got stale, but you heat it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you'd put food in your mouth, and then you'd begin to...
Chew it up.
And you said he could chew that, but he couldn't...
Swallow it.
And what would you call them?